We begin this Back to Work Week edition of Ozarks at Large with poultry. Consumer demand for poultry, nuggets, wings, strips, is high. Concern about animal waste in pristine areas in Arkansas is also high. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports new agricultural practices developed by noted Arkansas scientist Dr. Philip Moore are helping farmers to protect sensitive air and watersheds.
Flocks of young white Cornish crosshens peck and scratch inside a University of Arkansas poultry research barn this morning. These genetically bred birds are an industry standard, says Dr. Philip Moore. He's a soil and water quality scientist with USDA Agricultural Research Service based at the University of Arkansas.
Birds have changed a lot. Back in the 1920s, to grow a 2.5-pound chicken, it would take about 16 weeks. And now we can grow a 6-pound chicken in about 7 weeks.
Along with other breeds, these designer birds are genetically bred and hatched by Cobb Vantress, headquartered in Siloam Springs, in partnership with Tyson Foods, for distribution to industrial poultry producers across the U.S. who fatten them up for slaughter.
The diets for poultry are corn, soybean diets, fats and oils, and they add minerals, limestone and calcium phosphate.
Industrial poultry farms house giant flocks, tens of thousands of birds inside massive metal barns, anywhere between 3 to 12 per contract growing operation.
And they go through 4 to 6 flocks of birds in each house each year.
Companies referred to as integrators provide contract growers the chicks and the feed. The growers end up with tons of bird waste bedding called litter, a mix of wood shavings and chicken manure.
People have looked at that in the past as a waste product, but fertilizer is expensive, and poultry litter is the best organic fertilizer that you can use. So more and more people are getting paid what it is worth now if they aren't using it on their own farm.
Contract growers bulldoze the litter out of poultry barns and store it in outdoor sheds. When conditions are right, the phosphorus and nitrogen-rich mix is spread on pastures as fertilizer. But when too many farmers spread too much litter on fields, it washes into creeks, streams, and lakes, creating pollution. In 2004, Moore was asked to come up with a protective formula for so-called nutrient surplus areas based on a phosphorus index developed 3 years earlier. What growers today use is a voluntary nutrient management plan.
And that's really a risk assessment tool that allows you to determine how much poultry litter or other organic source can be applied to each given field.
Industrial poultry farms, which house more than 125,000 birds at any given time under the Clean Water Act, are designated as CAFOs, concentrated animal feeding operations. CAFOs, containing hogs and cattle, must apply for national pollution discharge elimination permits to manage liquid waste safely. Poultry CAFOs with more than 2,500 birds, which produce dry waste, are only required to register annually in Arkansas with local conservation districts. According to a tally provided by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality in an email for this report, Arkansas has 8 poultry farms which produce liquid waste, along with 9 swine CAFOs. 65 licensed dairy herds, and no cattle CAFOs or stockyards. In addition, an estimated 3,100 dry poultry farms, according to the Arkansas Poultry Federation, operate in Arkansas, many in the northwest quadrant, designated by the state not as CAFOs, but AFOs, animal feeding operations, which require less regulation. So to better control litter pollution, Philip Moore, several decades ago, set about experimenting with a substance called alum.
Alum is a refined chemical. It's aluminum sulfate, and they make it from bauxite. Bauxite ore is mined, and they react it with sulfuric acid to make alum.
Moore says the alum, when mixed into litter spread on fields, fixes the phosphorus to soils, keeping it from surging into waterways during rain events or leaching through sensitive karst topography into groundwater. Just a half mile down the road from here, Moore maintains an alum test site.
We did rainfall simulation studies where we applied litter on small plots that had tall fescue, and we rained on them with these rainfall simulators and measured the phosphorus runoff. And with alum or aluminum sulfate treated litter, we saw a 90% reduction in phosphorus runoff.
Moore also found the alum increases nitrogen uptake in pastures, making them more lush, and inside the poultry houses reduces pathogens like salmonella, reducing bird mortality.
Usually alum is applied to the litter in the barns between flocks. And the reason you do that is alum is an acid, and so it'll lower the pH of the litter from, say, pH 8, which is really basic, down to pH 5 or 6. And when you do this, you reduce ammonia volatilization, and so the ammonia levels in the atmosphere of the house is lower, and that makes it a healthier environment for the poultry.
Alum applications, Moore says, also reduce CO2 emissions and ventilation costs. Growers don't have to exhaust the noxious ammonia created by excreted nitrogen from the feed from barns as often. So air sheds for humans also improve.
The big thing with using alum, it'll reduce the ammonia emissions by about 50%.
Reducing the risk for industrial poultry farm workers.
There's been several studies that show that over the years they can develop some pretty serious upper respiratory problems from both the ammonia and the dust in those houses.
But Moore says not all contract growers use alum, which is an added expense, nor are they compelled to by state law, which is why these hens in this barn are testing a 50% new cheaper litter amendment called alum mud, a byproduct of alum production, which Moore says appears to work just as well.
It's a waste product, it's acidic, and it's been landfilled historically. And so what we found is that you can add more bauxite to the alum mud and a little bit of sulfuric acid and make a new litter amendment that works just as good as alum in reducing phosphorus runoff and ammonia emissions.
Arkansas ranks second in the nation after Georgia for broiler production, nearly 7 billion pounds last year, valued at $3.8 billion, yielding more than 100,000 jobs. CAFOs and AFOs provide a low-cost source of meat, milk, and eggs in the U.S. due to efficient feeding and housing of animals, increased facility size, and animal specialization. Still, according to a two-year comprehensive research study on CAFOs and AFOs by the Pew Commission on Industrial Agriculture, including in Arkansas, industrial farm animal production poses risks to public health, the environment, and animal welfare, so requires significant change. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.